Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Our next guest says there are thousands of job openings right now across our state and thousands of people looking for work. Yet most of those jobs continue to go unfilled due to the lack of training most of these jobs require. Sonny White is president of Midlands Technical College in Columbia. He's going to help us with this topic this morning. Sonny, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Glad to be here.
Midlands Technical College, I'm then going to assume, is involved in helping people learn the skills that they need to fill these jobs.
Yes, Mike. Midlands Technical College, along with the other 15 technical colleges in South Carolina, are really working on this, because if you look at not only the state of South Carolina, but the United States today, what's really missing are people prepared with what we define as the middle skills. That requires a credential greater than a high school diploma or a GED, but less than a four-year degree. And that's approximately 50% of the jobs right now in our state and throughout our nation.
It sounds like it's pretty much manufacturing-specific type of jobs.
No, it's not only manufacturing. Manufacturing is a part of that, but healthcare is a huge, huge growing middle-skilled area. Whether it be a nurse, whether it be a surge tech or a nuclear medicine technician, that area is going to grow as all of us grow older and affordable care is taking place. Then you look at the energy industry with South Carolina Electric and Gas building the new facilities. They've got over 2,000 workers on site. It'll grow to 3,500 before it's finished, and then they'll need 800 new permanent employees and 400 replacement. And then IT right here in the Midlands, with insurance technology, with the Blue Cross Blue Shields, with the Aflacs, with the Colonial Life, CSCs, huge for this region right here.
And so how is the technical school system across our state working to solve this problem? Are you partnering with the Department of Employment?
Mike, the best way to do that is to go out and talk to the customer themselves. Let me give you an example. Michelin approached us about 2 years ago and said, we're going to need reliability automation technicians out here at our Lexington plant. It was already the largest plant of Michelin in the world. Now they're expanding by $750 million, 500 new employees, and this automation reliability technician was the most important job they had. They couldn't find them. They recruited within a 600-mile radius of Columbia, and for every 100 applicants, only one could qualify. That was very costly, so they approached us. We sat down with them, showed them how they would have to go out with us to the high schools. So we have established a relationship with Lexington School District 1, Lexington Richland 5, which surrounds their plant. We started back at the fifth grade talking about STEM careers. And then by the eighth and ninth grade, then students who were interested in going to work for Michelin in that position were then assessed. And those who did well on the assessment went through the technology center there, then came into our program at Midlands Technical College. 2 years later, they were at Michelin. The good thing about it, too, is Michelin paid their full-time way through. They come out and they make over $50,000 a year, and they can graduate up to $100,000 a year.
Okay, so it sounds like you are attacking the problem through trying to prevent the problem from occurring 2, 3, 4 years down the road by educating the students that are in high school that maybe don't have plans of ever going to college, and then getting them aware of the training that's available. So what about the adults that you mentioned? How are we getting them into this process? And how long does it take to take an unemployed adult and get them trained? And how do they pay for that training?
That's a great question about adults, because at our colleges, typically 80% of our students are adults. They're over age 21. They're not just coming out of high school. So what do? You work with with one-stop centers, with the military, with Goodwill, with the Urban League. You work with all these community organizations. But a key right now, and this is what we're putting a tremendous amount of effort into, is getting our message out there. Then how do you get them through the programs? We've got two different ways. We've got the regular academic programs, but then we've got programs called quick jobs, whereby if you're unemployed or underemployed, you can come to school 8 hours a day. And so we can train a welder for Chicago Bridge and Iron, who's building the new facilities up in Fairfield County. We can train a welder in 16 weeks. The state, through lottery tuition assistance, Pell Grants federally, they help local companies like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others have given us funds. We try to schedule it with the adults where they are less than favorably employed or they'd like to change their career. We try to do those quick jobs around their schedules too.
Well, Sonny, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for your work and for the update.
Well, thank you.
Sonny White is the president of Midlands Technical College in Columbia, and we will have a link to his institution posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is etbradio.org/SCBR. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.